The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
And you might just think, because I'm a racing head and because I'm from Enniscorthy, I would have an Enniscorthy jockey, one of the top national hunt jockeys on the show. But actually, this is actually national news. Daryl Jacob has won the Grand National. He's ridden over 1,000 winners. And when he got off the back of his last Grade 1 winner, Empire Pass, trained for Willie Mullins in Limerick, I think it was yesterday week, I backed the Oak and it won. He announced he was stepping down and rode out his horse in Leopardstown. And there has been really widespread tributes to him. Paul Nichols, the top UK trainer, and so many others. And he's been synonymous with what they call the double green colours recently of Simon Munier and Isaac Swede. Welcome to the programme, Daryl, and congratulations on a great career. What made you decide now?
First of all, Ivan, good afternoon to everybody, and thank you very, very much for having me on. I really appreciate that.
So what made you decide now? Because you could have ridden Jasmine DeVoe today.
I just felt the time was right, if I'm being honest with you. They always say sportsmen, and they always say they get a notion, and it wasn't something really that I was planning. I was obviously going to retire at the end of the year. That was the main plan. I was going to carry on till the end of the year. But it just, when I crossed the line, it just felt right. So did Ivan. I got a couple of bad injuries at the end of last season. I had a massive shoulder operation and a collarbone operation. And then whenever I came back, I worked hard to get back in the time that I got back. I rode my 1,000 winner, and 48 hours later, I broke the collarbone in quite a very, very complicated place out towards my AC joint. And I had to have a very complicated operation on that. And the specialist said to me it was going to be 2 to 3 months. But for some reason, I had it in my head from the minute I fell off the horse and I knew I'd broke it, I've got 5.5 weeks to get back for the Christmas period. And we got the operation done. The specialist done a wonderful job doing the operation. And I just had in my head I was going to be back in 5.5 weeks. And I just worked incredibly hard in Oaksley House to get back, because I wanted that opportunity to ride a couple of horses over the Christmas period, and especially if a Grade 1 opportunity came around, I wanted to be there to ride them. And I think it probably all took its toll probably towards the end of it, really.
Now, let's talk about, because I know the Jacob family from just outside in Enniscorthy.
I actually seen your son in the...
That's right. I said, it's easy to know he's given up. He's at Malacca's Chipper in Slaney Street in Enniscorthy. I said, he can eat what he likes now. So son Andrew went to the same school. It was a couple of years back. And my other son went to Kilkenny. How did you get into racing? Because it's not as if you're like Ruby Walsh, your father Ted was a trainer.
No, it was obviously I used to hunt with the Bree Hunt and Jack Murphy, Peter O'Neill. They got me into it, and I'd done a lot of hunting with the Bree, and obviously Darrell Deacon, you'd know very well, a local trainer out the road from us. He was the one who actually thought he got me up to sit on a racehorse up at his yard one Saturday morning before I went hunting, and that was basically how it all started. It was through the hunting and through Darrell Deacon, and he spoke to Jack and my mum and dad, and it was sort of arranged then after I'd done the junior cert that I was going to go and up to the apprentice centre in Kildare.
That's the race centre, is it?
Yeah, the race and apprentice centre in Ireland, up in the Curra. So I ended up going up there for 10 months. And from there, I ended up going out to Desi Hughes's and the late Desi Hughes, and then the late Kieran Kelly, then he took me under his wing. I was at Des Hughes for 2.5 years, and he took me under his wing, and he was the one who sent me to basically to England, really.
Okay, so tell us about, like, obviously Neptune Collange winning by the shortest of short heads, 33-1 at Aintree, is one highlight. What for you were the big race horses, the best horses you sat on?
Do you know, a lot of people ask me about that an awful lot. And I've been very, very lucky. I've had over 30 Grade 1 winners. I've won all the sort of big handicaps in England and Ireland and quite a few of them out in France as well. And Lamy Serge is right up there winning the French champion hurdle with me. An English horse going over to win the French champion hurdle. That was a very, very special day to win that race. And one that I got a huge kick out of and a huge thrill out of would have been Bristol May whenever he won his second Betfair chase when he beat the Gold Cup winner Native River and Might Bite the previous year. So that was a huge thrill, because a lot of people have written Bristol the May off that he couldn't go back and repeat his Betfair chase. That was a very, very special day. But then I've so had so many under other...
Yeah, Top Notch was a good horse as well.
Yeah, Top Notch. I won 10 races on Top Notch. And he was, if I'm being honest with you, he was my favourite horse. Me and him were like best friends. He was a funny little horse. He had big ears. He had a lovely personality, and me and him, we just got on so well. He won humorously won two Peterborough chases with me, and he was small, and a lot of people said he couldn't jump a fence, but he had such a big heart, Ivan, that he sort of overachieved in what he should have achieved, if that makes sense. And
yeah,
I absolutely loved every moment I got to see him, and I used to love going in and seeing him in Nicky Henderson's once, twice a week when I was in there. He was the one horse that every time I couldn't wait to get up in the bed out in the morning to go in and see him and play with him and mess around with him. He was just the most wonderful character that I was very, very lucky to be associated with.
Now, being a retained rider for top owners Simon Munier and Isaac Sweet meant that, unlike, say, Nico de Boinville, who's mostly out of Nicky Henderson's yard, you weren't a retained stable jockey, you were a retained owner's jockey. That means you would have had a great insight over the years into different trainers. Tell us some of the top trainers and what they did that was different.
Yeah, again, I suppose I've been very, very lucky throughout my career. I've ridden for all the best trainers in England, Ireland and France. Guy McCare, when I had two summers out in Guy McCare's out in France, he was a French champion trainer, and his knowledge and his eye and that's what I talk about with when I was over at France. He had this unique eye for a horse, and he could tell when a horse was tired, and he could really get inside the horse's mind. He was an exceptional and one of the best trainers that I've ever been lucky enough to be associated with. You know, obviously more recently Willie Mullins, champion trainer in England and Ireland. Again, he's just an absolute craftsman, as in how he prepares his horses and how he sees the horse's fitness and their condition and the way he trains his horses at Close Sutton. And then I've got, obviously, over in England, champion trainer Paul Nicholls. I was even in Paul Nicholls yesterday morning with him. You know, his dedication and his will to win and his drive is absolutely second to none. You could never, ever, ever question that. And Alan King, he was a wonderful trainer. I loved that. I enjoyed every moment. We had Scorail, who I won 15 races on. Scorail, the way he can produce horses at the big days and to be very, very good and to have them horses. And again, Nicky Henderson, they can peak them horses to the absolute perfection, where if they have a race at 2:07, them horses are absolutely ready to run for the minute at 2:07, not a minute beforehand and not a minute afterwards. Their timing and to produce horses for them big days was just...
Okay.
It was amazing. I've been, like I say, I've been to so many different yards, and they all have got a different character and they all have a different way of training. There's no art to training racehorses. Everyone has different ways and different philosophies. But to have a part of every different yard that I've been around is a great knowledge to have.
Okay. Looking forward, you're a young man in your early 40s, just coming into your prime. So a lot of people, I think of people like the Skeltons, and they become assistant trainer after being a jockey, and Ruby himself assistant trainer and so on. Then you have to become a trainer itself. A lot of people like Charlie Swan are involved in kind of dealing in horses, buying young horses, breaking them and developing them. Then there's media work and opportunities and so on. What does the future hold for Daryl Jacob?
Look, I've never worked, I can honestly say I've never worked a day in my life. I'm 41 years of age now, and I don't ever classed going racing, riding horses. I've never classed that as a day's work. It's a, it was fun, and I really enjoyed it. And now I've got to get up in the morning now, and I have to go to work. So I'm going to be still involved with Simon and Isaac with the preparation of their horses. I'll obviously go to the sales with Anthony Bromley. Not that I'm going to be buying any horses, but just to see the other side of how, you know, the buying operation works. So I'll go and spend a few days with Anthony Bromley doing that. Obviously, I'm going to be, you know, help JJ in his new role with Double Green whenever I can help him out. And I'll spend a bit of time up with Stuart Crawford as well with the producing the young horses and seeing where we could go on them. So with Double Green, I'm going to have a different role, but a really, really exciting role. And also, I'd like to get into the media side of it. Well, I really enjoy the media side of it.
In a word, we wish you well with all of that. The 155 today, the greedy and the graspy listening nace. Those owners have Jasmine DeVoe for or against?
I think he's a lovely horse. I think he learned plenty from his last experience. He has needed the sessions that he has had. But look, he's a very, very exciting horse. We're very, very hopeful he's going to develop into, especially more for the spring time, the spring carnivals. We're hoping that he's going to be right up there, and he's going to be definitely grade one chance. So look, I think whatever happens today, he's obviously going to improve from, but he's a horse definitely worth following.
Daryl Jacob, we wish you well. Fantastic career in the saddle, and I'm sure the future is your oyster. Thank you for joining us.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.